This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling them reprehensible on issues like immigration and border security, President Trump said at a huge rally in Orlando last night that a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the, quote, rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. The president speaking during his re-election campaign kickoff.
And remember, the only thing these corrupt politicians will understand is an earthquake at the ballot box. That's what they will understand, and they're going to see it.
Democratic and Republican senators demanding President Trump explain why he's sending more troops to the Middle East and reminding him that Congress has not authorized military action against Iran. Among those signing the letter to President Trump, Republicans Mike Lee and Rand Paul, and Democrats Tim Kaine and Jeff Merkley. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks scheduled to testify at a closed meeting of the House Judiciary Committee today. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after his election. The White House ordering that Hicks invoke executive privilege and not answer the panel's questions. Democrats expressing concern after the acting defense chief withdraws from the confirmation process. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the withdrawal of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's nomination for the permanent position means national security is at risk.
This is a very difficult time with everything going on in Iran and all the provocations and counteractions. And to have no Secretary of Defense at this time is appalling.
Shanahan withdrew after reports surfaced about domestic abuse with his family.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Utility company PG&E is paying up to $1 billion in a massive settlement with California cities and California counties that were impacted by wildfires sparked by the company's equipment. Reports are the money is going to 14 cities and counties impacted by those fires in 2015, 2017, and 2018. It includes last year's campfire that wiped out most of the town of Paradise and killed 85 people. Officials in Philadelphia say they have captured one of the biggest shipments of cocaine ever. 16 tons of coke, worth nearly $750 million on the street, were confiscated inside 7 ship containers at the port of Philadelphia yesterday morning. DEA, Customs and Homeland Security, and other agents making the bust on the cargo ship. They say members of the crew will face federal drug trafficking charges, suggesting that they knew those drugs were on board. Disney World raising the price of an annual pass. The resort raised prices this week, with some of those passes going up by as much as $225. Disney has also announced annual pass holders will have early access to a new Star Wars attraction when it opens in late August. And the band Aerosmith is returning to Las Vegas. It's Deuces Are Wild show returning to Park MGM on the Vegas Strip, a residency to include 9 shows through the 19th of July. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Back in the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and Bill Martinez. James Hurston joins us. Yes, James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal professor. He is right here on Bill Martinez Live. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, just, having as much fun. You know, I've realized that this whole, panoply of political insanity, you got to be careful not to get sucked into the vortex, because it will drive you nuts and it'll brain bruise you to no end. I'm short of a therapist. I don't know how we get through it, you know?
You mean because of just the sheer massive mountain of news that we get hit with every day? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, you call it new. I thought you were going to say mountain of manure.
Well, the news is manure. Look at the way the mainstream media delivers it. Basically, it's all fake and lies and distortion. But to try, as we do, to keep track of what's actually going on, the reality, it strains you, and you need a break. But I'm sure you take breaks.
Well, that's why I hit golf balls. To decompress, we call it, around the household, around the Martinez household. You know, Dad needs to go decompress, so I go find a bucket of balls to beat up. Yeah, the thing is...
The driving range.
Exactly.
Go to the driving range.
Yeah, drive something
your
crazy.
Your drive is really good, though.
That's right. I've gotten plenty of action on the driving range. I'm wonderful on the driving range. It's taking it to the course. You know, it's a whole other story. No, it wasn't like Gary Woodland at Pebble Beach. Although it was fun watching Pebble Beach over the weekend on Father's Day because I used to play there annually. It was a good fun with a great group of guys that we'd go out there and just have a week's time. And the wives loved it because they got spoiled like crazy there. And, it was just neat to be able to watch that course. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world in a horribly declining state.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, if some of San Francisco starts creeping onto the 17-mile drive there, I think, that will cause all kinds of friction there.
Well, it's happened already in places that are slightly to the south, in Santa Barbara.
Yes.
So I wouldn't be surprised if many of the towns along that area near Carmel.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it starts hitting Carmel, I mean, that's, then you got Clint. Clint's going to, he'll shoot him up real quick. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying. But, the sad thing about all this, James, is that, as you and I have discussed before, the media not doing their job, it's such a disservice to America. I mean, when you got 90% still of the media reporting being done that is so one-sided, and obviously antithetical to the president, who's out there trying to work on behalf of we the people while he's overseas. I mean, you got Nancy Pelosi, everybody taking shots, the media taking shots at the president as he's representing the country, for the D-Day festivities like you and I talked about, meeting with the heads of state, the Queen. I mean, it's embarrassing. that everything has become so politicized to such a degree that, it's hard to find good company anymore, that you can just have a civil conversation, because everybody's just revved up waiting to, once they hear the T word, and God forbid you would walk into somebody's house with a red hat. It's going to be a quick dinner. Oh, I see. You came here to get dinner to go. I see. Okay, that's fine.
And look, if you thought that when Mueller ended and he didn't find any prosecutable crimes, that the media all of a sudden would change their narrative, you'd be wrong. As a matter of fact, they're accelerating in their prevarication. And I've been thinking about it. And the reason that they're accelerating is because they know the truth that is not being reported. And it's a simple truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's that now the momentum has shifted and the power has shifted to Trump's side of the table. In other words, Trump is the one who's doing the investigating. It's his administration via Bob Barr. Via the
Bill Barr, yeah.
U.S. Attorney,
right.
Bill Barr, excuse
right.
me, and via this handpicked attorney, John Durham, who is already impaneled a grand jury, and we know that's been around at least 2 months, and they're going after members of the Obama administration, and lost in the coverage of George Stephanopoulos's two-day interview with the president, which all we hear is the negative side. President Trump dropped a bombshell. Here's what President Trump said. You were going to find out if Obama knew about Spygate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the President of the United States making a prediction based on his Justice Department's investigation. That means they're going all the way up.
Right.
That means that they're going to find out, what former President Obama knew and when he knew it. And we have to remember, this is the same press, including George Stephanopoulos, who carried water for President Obama, covered up scandal after scandal, failed to report properly on lie after lie, not even if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period.
Right.
Not even that horrible, pervasive lie that caused so many people so much suffering. So they're hysterical in now trying to get the heavy artillery back so that they can get something going on Trump. Thus, what we see now is a series of phony polls, including Fox News. Polls where they're using the same methodology they used before the big upset of 2016. We have polls showing all the Democratic candidates, including Pete Buttigieg, winning in a head-to-head.
Everybody can beat Trump. I mean, even Hickenlooper. Hickenlooper can beat Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. And also, let's not even forget, maybe even the mayor of New York. I mean, he's barely got 1%. Somehow, I don't know how he got on the stage, but somehow he passed the test, and maybe by the hair on his chinny chin chin. And Big Bill's going to be on the stage.
No, ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Then we have polls that just came out that are claiming that the majority of people want impeachment, which is absurd.
Yeah.
And we know that those polls, polling is a very simple thing. You change the assumptions, you change the results.
Of course.
You change the balance of sampling, you change the results. You have leading questions, you change the results. Polling is supposed, it tries to be perfectly neutral. There is no such poll. That's why we have a margin of error. But at this silly time, way before the election, these polls are push polls that are trying to basically push the public into certain beliefs.
Of course.
One of the beliefs that the establishment wants right now is they want, the same way they wanted Hillary, they want Biden to sew up this nomination. Thus, we have polls showing Biden with a command. commanding lead. Oh, it's so commanding. Yeah. No one could possibly beat Biden. And the other one is that everyone, especially Biden, can beat Trump. Both of them, they're so ridiculous, it's hard to believe. But
well,
we got it now. Any media poll, including Fox,
yes,
is very suspect.
Okay, we got to go a quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. James Hurston continues with us. James, as you were saying, the whole polling situation is such a fiasco and such a ruse. The kind of numbers they're coming up with, that Joe Biden would be running away. I mean, they're really setting up their electorate once again, as they did with Hillary, when Hillary's chances of winning was 1,000,000 to 1. It was impossible that she was going to lose. So then when she lost, heads started exploding, and, Cher didn't know what to do with herself. She forgot all the words to her songs. Barbara Streisand didn't know if she could keep moving out of the country, find Italy, southern France, somewhere to go to. I mean, it was just a disaster.
No, exactly. And look, the other thing I just to understand about the polling, besides the fact they oversample Democrats, what they do is they make no effort in these Fox News polls in particular. And they use outside firms. They label it with Fox, but there's two outside firms, Beacon Research, which is a Democrat polling firm, and a company called Sean Company, which is supposed to be a Republican polling firm, that jointly oversee the polling, and no likely voters are sought. Mm-hmm. It's just registered voters. And we know very well that when registered voters as a whole are used and there's no attempt to kind of quantify likely voters, the polls are worthless.
Yeah. James, let me ask you this. Do the Democrats know the difference between a registered voter and a non-registered voter?
Well,
I mean, that's a ballot harvest right there. I mean, that's a ballot harvest opportunity. What do they know? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
No, I think their philosophy is there's no difference. That essentially a voter is any person living or dead.
Yes,
who
right.
We can use their name. Mm-hmm. For a vote for a Democrat, they'll use it. And a matter of fact, it doesn't necessarily have to be a person, because we've had voting take place on behalf of pets, probably insects. So the fact is, Democrat voter fraud is oftentimes denied.
Mm-hmm.
These are from the same.
Yeah, but the guys end up going to jail. I mean, that's the deal.
Right,
you know,
right.
Eric Holder, the former AG. Oh no, it doesn't exist. You go, well, wait a minute. How come people keep getting arrested and going to jail for it?
Right. According to Eric Holder, the only kind of voter impropriety is suppression of voters by Republicans.
Right.
But due to terrible requirements that intimidate voters, like asking them for IDs.
Right. But the Black Panthers outside a polling station, that didn't count, right?
Exactly. No, right. No real investigation there.
Exactly.
So their philosophy about voting is cheat and cheat as long as you don't get caught.
Right.
And the cheating became legal in California, used the term ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what they did is secretly passed legislation to legalize something that ought not, was never legal, shouldn't be legal. That's the idea that a paid party hack can bring in a bunch of ballots, collect them, and have them counted. And if that's not a recipe for fraud,
of course
I don't
it,
know
is.
What it is.
Yeah, you don't let ballots go outside. See, that's the problem. The longer we have for voting, we need to go back to one day, or if you want to make it 2 days, it's fine. But one day, voter holiday, everybody's off from work. This is our duty. And that's it. End of story. One day. And then if you've got some, some absentee ballots that have to be worked in, but you simplify the process now where some cases you got 6 weeks of voting, James. I mean, that's a broad amount of time where you can do a lot more cheating, can you not?
Yes, you can.
I'm just saying.
And early voting is one thing, but late voting is what really bothers me, because in a host of races, the Republican was the declared winner. The thing was over.
Right.
And then the Democrats went into their endless recount, and all of a sudden... new ballots appeared, and all of a sudden all these Republicans were woke up the next morning and they were losers.
They're up by 35,000 votes and then they're gone. I mean, there isn't that big swing. It's just unheard of. It's like my friend down in South Florida, Ed Pizzulli. He said that the Democrats in Chicago, whenever the voting took place, they always said, "Well, wait a minute, it isn't over. We have to wait until we get the cemetery vote. When we get the cemetery vote, then we know it's over."
Oh no, we called them existentially challenged voters. That's what the cemetery vote was.
I still love the Democrats' power, though. They're the only ones that I know that can resurrect a Republican, a staunch Republican, and somehow in that process, they end up being resurrected to life to vote Democrat.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah, it is.
It's astounding.
It's a miracle. And now we live in an era where people who lose by a substantial amount, like Stacey Abrams in the gubernatorial election in Florida, in Georgia, can then run out and just continue to push a lie that she didn't really lose, and is declaring herself the winner. And, of course, that's much similar, actually, to what we've seen Hillary Clinton do over the last 3.5 years, where she wouldn't accept her loss and wants to blame it on every other possible cause. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she didn't go to Wisconsin, she didn't campaign properly, and she can't relate to human beings.
Even her husband told her that. I mean, pretty much straight up. But it was kind of amazing how astonished she was when Donald Trump was asked if he would accept the results of the election. He said, "You know, I got to take a look at it." Oh my goodness, she just lost her head. And now here she's, you know, how could you not accept the people's vote? And because at that time she was assured. I mean, she had in her own brain. There was no way she was going to lose to Donald Trump. It was impossible. And you know, now we know it, and it's crazy. Hey, I want to get back to Hollywood. We touched a little bit on it. What's going on with this duplicity of Hollywood? Well, yeah, I asked that question. It's almost rhetorical, isn't it?
Well, no, but what it has to do with is that Hollywood lives in a world of contradictions. So when you start to analyze it, you see these people, both celebrities and executives from companies, and they're out there pointing the finger saying, "Hey, we, how could we possibly work in the state of Georgia or with the state of Georgia when these people are, quote, anti-woman, close quote, because they want to protect babies in the womb, because they pass laws that say that when a human being has a heartbeat, they ought to be a legal human being. You know, Alyssa Milano goes crazy and calls for a sex strike and all this other stuff. But then you start looking at the places Hollywood does business in.
Mm-hmm.
And they do business in Saudi Arabia, where there's Sharia law. In Brunei, where there's Sharia law. They do business. This is not a case of a dictatorship. Hungary, where Viktor Orban happens to be kind of like Trump. He's putting Hungary first. But the left hates this guy. When he met with Trump, the allies of Hollywood that are in the press went crazy and said, "Oh, here's two guys who are trying to take away democracy, Trump and Orban." But Hollywood, even though Orban is an enemy of the left, well, they still shoot movies in Hungary because of their greed.
And the
same thing with China. The worst of all, China, who is just trying to destroy the rule of law in Hong Kong, China is now given the ability to censor scripts of big studio movies before we ever see them. In other words, China's making decisions on our entertainment. They're censoring our entertainment. And these people in Hollywood have the nerve to speak out about legislation in Georgia and whether they can do business in Georgia. That's what I'm saying. It's an outrage. And so their greed totally blinds them to these authoritarian rulers in China, where they're essentially, not only do they stamp out women's rights, they stamp out everybody's rights.
Exactly.
They're censoring. There's no free speech.
Sure, truth be gone. Yeah, exactly. Well, we have to woke up to the rap time, so it is done for this time. To be continued, James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calling them reprehensible on issues like immigration and border security, President Trump said at a huge rally in Orlando last night that a vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the, quote, rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. The president speaking during his re-election campaign kickoff.
And remember, the only thing these corrupt politicians will understand is an earthquake at the ballot box. That's what they will understand, and they're going to see it.
Democratic and Republican senators demanding President Trump explain why he's sending more troops to the Middle East and reminding him that Congress has not authorized military action against Iran. Among those signing the letter to President Trump, Republicans Mike Lee and Rand Paul, and Democrats Tim Kaine and Jeff Merkley. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just
welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to be talking about these new technologies that are allowing efficient health tracking and safety features for older adults. You know, we're using technology more than ever to manage all aspects of our lives, including taking care of ourselves and each other. According to research from Park Associates, consumers aged 50 and older are showing strong interest in new connected health technology, which can support, extend, and improve the independent living experience. Well, whether you knew it or not, June is National Safety Month, and during the second week of the month, we're going to focus specifically on slips, trips, and falls. And today we have Rob Flippo, the CEO of Mobile Health. He's going to be here to tell us what's next in connected health technologies, including the hottest gadgets and wearables to help older adults live independently. And a safety mom, Allison Jacobson, is back with us, a primary caregiver for her sons with severe intellectual disabilities, her husband who is diagnosed with MS, and her mother. Allison is going to discuss how these technologies have helped her care for her family and how they are essential for everyday life. Allison and Rob, good to have you both with us on the show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us, Bill.
Great. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Rob, what ways has technology advanced over the years?
Yeah, so emergency response has been around for a very long time, for over 40 years. And more recently, we've seen advancements in automatic fall detection, so devices that can tell whether or not you've fallen and actually send an emergency signal out for you, as well as changing the form factor of devices so people will actually use them. So not just the traditional button that everybody's would be feel some shame in actually using, but putting that same technology into a smartwatch or a mobile health touch with a touch screen, so it looks like a standard appliance.
So, in other words, they don't have to push a button anymore? I mean, just the device itself can indicate if somebody has done something out of the ordinary, like a fall?
Absolutely. So there's a number of sensors in our devices that are basically trying to decide all day long whether or not you've done something that looks like a fall event, comparing it against lots of data that we've collected, and can very accurately tell whether or not somebody has fallen and send an emergency signal out for them.
Wow, that's, you know, I've always wondered, because I think sometimes, I mean, a person, if they fall, they have to be at least enough aware. I mean, you know, hopefully the fall isn't so severe that they're not, and then that takes that out of the question. Now it's just an automatic response from the device. That's awesome. That is great advancement. Allison, let me ask you, you know, you have practical experience. You know, Rob says, hey, here's the plan, here's what's going on, but, you know, you deal with this every day, so how important are these types of technologies for you?
Well, it's incredibly important. And honestly, it's not just for seniors. And Rob has firsthand experience how it helped him. But you're right. I mean, I've got so many different factors going on in my life. I need to know that if something happens to my mom while I'm on the road, she's safe and she can get help immediately. And what's beautiful about this is, you know, we were just talking about this here in the studio. When you've got that older generation, they don't want to ask for help. They don't think they need help. And they want to make sure that it's easy, you know, anything's easy to use. Well, this Trelloware piece of jewelry, it's a gorgeous pendant. So, in fact, I said to my mom when I started working with them, you know, Mom, I've got this necklace. And she said, oh, I'd love to wear that. Yeah. So it changes that stigma, if you will, because it looks like a piece of jewelry. But, you know, when Rob was talking, it sounds complicated and, you know, really hard to use. It's not. And that's the beauty. It's got to be easy to use. So, you know, my family has adopted this, and it gives me that peace of mind to know they're okay when I'm not around.
So it's pretty much a no-brainer is what you're telling me, Allison. I mean, you know, it's just something that corresponds with, you know, everyday use and very easy to engage, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and I'll let Rob tell his story, but it's not just for seniors. I mean, Rob was running.
Yeah, so I live in South Florida where it's very hot pretty much all the time.
Yes, I'm right with you. I'm probably in the mid coast here on the East Coast, so I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was out running on a summer morning. I had been traveling, so I was dehydrated, didn't even know it. And about 5 miles into my run, my heart started acting funny, and I knew something was wrong. I didn't have my cell phone, and this was before we launched our wearable. Mm-hmm. I was just lucky enough that somebody walked by with a cell phone and was able to call 911 for me to get help. But if I had made a right turn going down a path that I was headed on, I would have been completely alone and not been able to get the help that I needed. So, I mean, it can happen to anybody.
Right. Well, and let's talk more about this technology, Rob. You know, how it provides us with safety. In your case, boy, you've got practical experience, including health tracking, right?
Absolutely. So the smartwatch is actually an emergency response device that has cellular, so an operator can actually talk to you through the watch, just like a Dick Tracy.
Yes, I was going to say, rather Dick Tracy-like, yes, right.
Absolutely, but it's also doing the things you expect a smartwatch to do, activity tracking, calorie tracking, step tracking. So it's monitoring other facets of your health, along with being there as a safety net in case you ever need emergency help.
Mm-hmm. Allison, let's talk a little bit more about the practical use. I mean, you've got your mom, you've got your son. Your hands are full here, so how many other ways are you utilizing these products?
Well, you're right. I do have my hands full. And what's nice about this, especially like with my husband who has MS, he was a pro golf player. And so, you know, you want to make sure that it's something that looks nice and he's going to be okay to wear. But, you know, I was just saying, we were at a hotel one time. I was down getting breakfast. He fell you need. And when we're looking at the older generation, you know, they don't want to go to an assisted living. They want to stay at home. But one fall, and, you know, it was really interesting, a statistic I didn't know, 60% of falls are caused by medication error because of dizziness and things like that. So when you're looking at all the medication we're all taking, I mean, this is just, it really is a no-brainer, like you said.
Exactly. So this is something, a device they obviously they'd wear even in the shower, in this case with your husband, and he takes a fall. And so are you notified through the device?
Yeah, absolutely. So the device actually connects to our monitoring center who can assess the situation. But caregivers also get notified when an event happens by text or SMS or email so that they know what's going on as well.
Wow, this is awesome. Allison, I got to imagine the peace of mind that it gives you has just got to be exponential.
It really does. I mean, as you know, I'm on the road constantly. And look, I mean, my mom, it wasn't a fall, but she got our over-rambunctious puppy was playing with her, and she got a hairline fracture on her tibia, and she was on a walker. Now, she's upstairs. My husband's downstairs in a wheelchair, and I'm in Atlanta doing something, and I'm like, oh, good gravy. Because she's like, oh, I'll just carry my walker down the stairs. And I'm just like, yes. I mean, that's my mother. So, you know, with this, and I said, I'm like, Mom, here's a great piece of jewelry. So she can wear it in the house. She can wear it outside of the house. But, yeah, as a caregiver, that's the stress of trying to manage your day working and worrying about what's going on at home, it's a game changer.
Hey, Rob, don't you love the attitude of our seniors? I mean, it's never over. You know, they just keep on going. You know, hear the story of Allison's mom. You know, maybe the new technology is you get some handcuffs or something to tie them down. I'm just saying, sidebar here. Anyway, real quick as we wrap things up, where can they go for more information, Rob?
Yeah, for more information, you can go to mobilehealth.com/safety tips, and you can get information on everything we talked about today.
Well, Rob Flippo, CEO of Mobile Health and emergency response expert, has been with us along with Allison Jacobson, always to be talking to the Safety Mom, National Family Safety Expert. Allison, Rob, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Natural disaster season is upon us. June brings the start of hurricane season, and severe storms this spring have already been unusually intense, with over 500 reports of tornadoes. Even if you don't think you're in an area prone to a threat, it's important to be prepared for extreme weather that could strike at any time. Meteorologist Bonnie Schneider shares tips to help you prepare for Mother Nature's worst.
Get together your basic disaster supplies, including a 3-day supply of non-perishable food and water, photocopies of your credit cards and ID, first aid kit, flashlight, a radio, and batteries. It's important to make sure your insurance is up to date and that you are properly protected. Esurance helps simplify insurance with Coverage Counselor, an online tool that helps you better understand and select coverages that may be right for you. It's just another way Esurance is making insurance surprisingly painless.
Esurance is not available in all states. For more information, visit www.esurance.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, do you want to be a better decision maker? When it comes to problem solving, would you like to be more effective at it? I'll tell you, our next guest, and it's going to be near impossible to touch on all the things, and we're going to try to get the most important bases and, idea across, super thinking, the big book of mental models. Gabriel Weinberg and Lauren McCann join us, a little bit of their background. Gabriel is the CEO and founder of DuckDuckGo, the internet privacy company and private search engine. Lauren McCann is a statistician and researcher, spent nearly a decade at GlaxoSmithKline, where she designed and analyzed clinical trials, authored articles in medical journals, including the New England Journal of Medicine, holds a PhD in operations research, a BS with honors in mathematics from MIT. Also, I would say that Gabriel is a graduate. He holds a BS with honors from MIT in physics and a master's from MIT Technology and Policy Programs. Yes, these two are brainiacs, no doubt about it, and they've done us a great service by giving us this book, Super Thinking. I will tell you up front, because it's going to be impossible to get into all of it. We're going to have to broad brush, because we only have about 10 minutes together to talk about Super Thinking and the power that will be unleashed once you understand what it is in using mental models. Gabriel and Lauren, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Well, up front, I hope that's fair to tell everybody. Look at get your hands on the book, because to really get in depth and to get down the journey of understanding super thinking and embracing the mental models that you've presented to us, Gabriel. I mean, this is a process. Right now, day one, we start to crawl before we walk, before we run. Maybe some of us might be down the road a little bit more, because maybe instinctively we've already incorporated the process. But what you and Lauren have done is really gelled the concept in such a way that gives us a clear roadmap on how we can be better decision makers.
Yeah, that's right. What this is a lot of different concepts from all different academic disciplines, and most concepts are not useful beyond that discipline, but there's a lot of concepts that are. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned, I have this degree from physics. There's a concept in physics called critical mass, which is about, nuclear energy, but it's useful in business and in your personal life and in politics about ideas having critical mass. And so if you can learn these concepts, then you can really make better decisions and understand the world better around you.
Well, Lauren, as a statistician and researcher, I had to feel like this isn't right in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the goal of the book was really to get people to think more analytically and, you know, who thinks more about data and numbers than a statistician. Mm-hmm. But the idea was to try to get people to inject more analytical thinking into their lives and, you know, pulling things from math and statistics, economics, science, you know, all these kinds of concepts can be useful for everybody.
Right. Well, Gabriel is the CEO of a company. You know, a lot of it, you know, a lot of CEOs go by gut, and I'm sure there's a certain amount of instinct that goes into your decision making. But, you know, you have someone like Lauren that starts looking at things and say, look, at there are predicted conclusions here that may counter your instincts, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what it comes down to is if you are making the same type of decision every single day, and then your gut can start to be useful. You know, think of like a fireman making a split-second decision about what's going on in a burning building. They're drawing on all their different experience, and they have to make a split-second decision. But in business and increasingly in life, you know, what you're seeing in front of you is not really what you've seen before. And there your intuition can really fail you, and you have all these different biases that we kind of explain where you can get tripped up. And so in most decisions, especially big ones nowadays, you really want to, you know, take a step back. Maybe use your intuition as a guide or hypothesis generator to help you think about things. Then you got to really analyze whether it's a good decision or not.
Well, Lauren, when you talk to, you know, leaders of companies or could be a leader of a group, and you're coming at it with statistics and research in the background, because, you know, sometimes, you know, we want to hurry up and get to the end. I thought it was encouraging. I don't know if you happened to catch the Tonys a couple of weekends ago, and the winner of one of the main actor, supporting actor role from Hadestown, talked about one of the core values, one of three core values. He said he says that, you know, going slow. He says sometimes going slow is will get you there faster than you know, hurrying up. And I thought there was wisdom in that. And, you know, and I thought about, you know, planning and things in my life where I thought, well, maybe I move too quickly. And sometimes with a business background, you know, we're so in a hurry to get to the result that we sabotage our own results, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good point. I mean, it's kind of the whole goal of the book is we talk about these ideas as a way to slow down and slow your thinking, but still get there faster mm-hmm. in the end because you've put in the time up front to learn about these ideas that'll get you there faster, but you're really slowing, you know, not making a split-second decision. Back to your point, you know, most of us aren't firefighters that need to make quick, rapid decisions and trying to, there's like a false urgency in general in
right.
life, in business and in your personal lives that really just things aren't that urgent.
To give you another business model example, there's a concept called minimum viable product where, you know, when you start a business, you have a whole theory about who your customer is going to be and what the product's going to look like or the service. And a lot of people actually put way too much effort into building that first version because they're actually wrong about what the customer is going to be, what they're going to like, what the price is. And what you really want to do is put out something a lot smaller than what people think and start getting real world feedback in it. And so if you know that concept, you're actually going to do work, but you're going to do less work over time because you're not going to do a lot of wasted work.
Exactly.
Smarter. I mean, I think part of the minimum viable product back to the data question is, you start out, you know, do people really want this, yes or no? Ask about it. Run
right.
some numbers.
Exactly. Well, Gabriel, as Lauren was just suggesting, you know, with firefighters, yes, it, you know, some of the stuff becomes instinctual, and it has to be because they have sometimes seconds to make a decision. But what gets them to where they're effective is in the application of that sense. I mean, they've been doing this for a while. Their instinct. This is why somebody who's had years of experience is so invaluable to the cause, because they've already had practical established models, whereas people facing new ideas and new opportunities, this is, this is a different time altogether, and your caution to slow down and to, you know, go through the process that maybe just because you were successful in another business, maybe these principles will not be the same principles that you use then as you will need to with this new business, right?
That's right. I mean, the world is so increasingly complicated. I mean, I work in the internet industry, and it's just ever changing. And so things that worked even in, say, marketing 2 years ago no longer work today. Mm-hmm. And so you really have to keep questioning your assumptions every single day.
There's a model called Maslow's hammer.
Yes, I like that.
You've probably heard of this idea. When all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And a lot of times people kind of take that concept where, like, this worked before, and they want to use that everywhere because they only have the hammer. And the idea of the mental models for us is to build a whole toolbox and not just to have a hammer.
Exactly. Well, you know, and in the book, what do you address, about 75, 80 different models? Lauren, is that how many?
Believe it or not, there are about 300 in the book. But
oh, there's 300. Okay.
Are interrelated. So you're right. That you're exactly right. That it's about 80 to 90, I'd say, distinct concepts.
Mm-hmm. So, but I don't want people to be overwhelmed by it, because, as you say, you can have an array of a toolbox, Lauren, but... But you also address something that my dad used to always say to me: make sure you're using the right tool for the right job, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and we tried to keep it relatively easy and light read, and including illustrations and comics. They're, you know, it sounds very hefty, but it's actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Current examples and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, do you, in many cases, you still come down. I'm a Pareto principle kind of guy, that 20% will give you 80% of the yield. Being a statistician and researcher, do you still find that to be the case?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a tendency, especially now with, you know, big data and all this stuff out there, to think that more is better. Mm-hmm. And one of the concepts we talk about in the book is the idea of information overload. It's like, yeah, you could do a million analyses, but, you know, there's only so many ones that are really going to give you important insights. And it's trying to plan ahead and figure out, you know, which ones are those, and only spending the time on the ones you really want to learn about.
Gabriel, you know, the strength of a CEO, in my experience, has been, you know, a model of predictability. Can you produce? Because you're talking to the board, you're talking to your team, the employees of the company, and you're saying, hey, this is my idea. Can you deliver the goods? And that's what this is about in Super Thinking, is to empower, whether it's a CEO, an employee, a program manager, because that's what it still comes down to, right? Is that, as my old mentor used to say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line.
Yeah. I think that's right. I mean, I think where these things shine the most is in strategic decision making. So coming up with plans for the future, and the CEO is basically doing this all the time, that you think are actually going to work.
And, exactly.
You know, it's leveraging the statistics to do that.
Well, we got to leave it there. Gabriel Weinberg, Lauren McCann, thank you so much for being with us. Get your hands on this book. It'll be linked on our website. Super Thinking, the Big Book of Mental Models. Thank you both for being with us. Appreciate it.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com. Both my